Monty James here. I'll tell you what, that son of mine, Parker, ain't nothing but a greenhorn. Sure, he spent summers on the family ranch, but most of the time he was kicking it down in Florida. But now he's back, and I'm proud he wants to be part of farm broadcasting and agriculture. First, he has to pay his dues and ask questions of the ag experts most of us country folk would be embarrassed to ask, but always wondered. Take it away, greenhorn.
Howdy, folks. This is Parker James. We've got a very special guest on the Greenhorn today, host of the Hot Barn Report and the Territorial Rodeo Update, seven-time NAFB Award winner, and recipient of the RCAF Ranchers Broadcaster Award. Monty, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. That's quite an intro.
Forgot to mention you're my dad, too. I guess that's part of it. So tell us a little bit about your background in broadcasting and radio. What got you into it?
What got me into it was I didn't know what to do in college. Basically went to a small junior college in Norfolk, Nebraska. And while I was looking at the different things that I could do, I saw that they had a TV station. And on the TV station, there was like a DJ, and he was spinning records, and he was talking on the phone. And I'm like looking at it, and I'm like, that son of a gun is talking to girls on the request line. I want to do that. Little did I know that the starting salary for radio announcers back in the day in 1987 when I started, and that was $800 a month. That was doing 6 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon, production and games at night for $800 a month, 6 days a week. So, not the most lucrative career, but then I bounced around from stations like Winter South Dakota, one of our affiliates as well, Storm Lake, Iowa, York, Nebraska, then kind of moved up to a kind of a higher level, what we'd call media market, WHO in Des Moines, KSCJ in Sioux City, worked in Pierre and a lot of markets around the Midwest, finally got into sales, and that's when kind of put the two together with on-air and sales, and then you can at least survive a little bit.
What advice would you give to a greenhorn getting their start in radio?
You got to pay your dues, you know, finding that out. And don't put anything that's not absolutely 100% perfect on the air. You got to really strive for perfection. The main thing, son, I can tell you, and operations manager, is to surround yourself and listen to good people. I was fortunate to work with greats like Jim Zabel from WHO. He took over for Ronald Reagan, if that tells you. Wow. The stint he had, 58 years, one of the all-time greats. Colonel John Phillips, Johnny Smith out of Pierre, Del Fisher out of Pierre. I always listened and seemed like buddied up with and was under the wing of really, really prominent broadcasters. I mean, those guys enjoyed having somebody to ride with them, and the whole time I was traveling with them, I'm learning from them. Now, I also learned to drink beer pretty good with them and eat steak and tell tall tales, but just the work ethic and the fact that they cared so much about the small towns and communities that they broadcast to was something that wore off on me. Had a lot of fun doing it, but we also worked really hard, and or I wouldn't be in the position I'm in, where I'm fortunate enough to be on so many stations across the Midwest and the nation.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Monty / Dad.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your hard work, and let's hug it out now.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.